Bowman Gray is set to host the Clash in the Daytona 500 less than 2 weeks away. We'll tackle both of these topics here on Fast Talk.
Fast Talk on the Performance Racing Network is brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com. And by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco helps your car reach peak performance. Now, here's the host of Fast Talk, Doug Rice.
Welcome to our latest episode of Fast Talk. I'm Doug Rice, joined by Brad Gilley and Alexis Erickson. The Clash at Bowman Gray delayed a couple of days, but it looks like NASCAR will go racing despite nature's very best efforts. Of course, as we're talking right now, the Clash at Bowman Gray is set for a Wednesday running, the very rare Wednesday NASCAR event, because Mother Nature had a record-setting snowfall in the Winston-Salem area. And indeed, it is the first time anyone can remember in recorded history that all 100 counties of the great state of North Carolina actually received snowfall. Alexis, it took a monumental effort by Mother Nature to set NASCAR back. It looked like they were going to try to make this a go, but eventually, after two postponements, it's going to be a midweek race. What do you think about racing on a Wednesday?
Well, you know, I think, yeah, absolutely. If that's, you know, when we can get the Clash in, let's do it. You know, obviously people have said in the past, if you want to see rain or if you're in a drought, bring NASCAR to your area. And clearly, I think that also is true with snowfall. I think it was maybe what, 2014, since the last snowfall of this magnitude fell in the state of North Carolina. So, you know, obviously we wanted the race to go off when it was supposed to go off this past weekend. We have a lot of fans that have not seen cars on the track for several months and are clamoring to get back to what they love, and that's watching NASCAR on TV and listening to it on the radio. So, you know, we have to wait just a little tiny bit longer, but we're going to get a good show on Wednesday, I think, for sure.
Brad, Wednesday, early evening, late afternoon racing from Bowman Gray. You hyped up for that?
I'm hyped up. And, you know, depending on when people are listening to this show, how close we are to the Clash, to or from it, this is the one thing that I love about our sport. And we learned this back in 2020 during COVID. NASCAR will always find a way, and they're going to work their tail off if weather comes into play to get the race in as close to on time as possible. Sometimes, like this week, that is not possible. And I was just amazed and a little jealous at the awesome amount of snow that North Carolina saw last weekend. I mean, you guys had the fun snow, which was just really, really cool to see. And I'm also amazed that as you watched throughout the weekend and throughout the week, the crews that were working really hard, some from NASCAR, some from Speedway Motorsports. They borrowed some crews from Charlotte Motor Speedway, City of Winston-Salem, because that actually is a facility that is owned by the City of Winston-Salem, all coming together, and how quickly you could actually see snow to dark asphalt to we're shoveling away the grandstands and all of that. So what an amazing effort. And that just speaks volumes of just what this sport is as to how all of that's gone.
A Herculean effort to get the Clash in at Bowman Gray in Winston-Salem. For folks that don't know, that stadium is in a neighborhood. So the state of North Carolina, the city of Winston-Salem, had to do a lot just to clear the streets to be able to get people in and out of the stadium. So it looks like we're a go for a Wednesday night race. Brad, there was also a lot of chatter, and I think a lot of it was just people speculating that, well, move the Clash back to Daytona. Where do you stand with the Clashers going to Daytona?
So, first of all, that was never a NASCAR thing. I actually had the opportunity to talk to John Probst from NASCAR last week. That is that was just some media garage fodder, whatever it was. But someone had a good idea that, hey, we just go to Daytona. Well, that wasn't really possible because the race teams have speedway cars. The way they built these cars with the transaxles and different things, they couldn't take their Clash car and just ship it down to Daytona. There's a lot that had to happen. Then considering we go to Echo Park Speedway in Atlanta the week after the Daytona 500, you need another one or two of those cars to be prepared for. But we have the Clash at Bowman Gray, and they're going to get it in. Should it move back to Daytona one year? Man, I would love that. I would think that would be awesome. I kind of like what we have at Bowman Gray Stadium, however, so I don't know that I'd be an advocate for that, but that was really not anything that was legitimately in the cards, it doesn't sound like.
I will go slightly opposite direction. I've been at Daytona. All three of us have been at Daytona when they have ran the Clash in the last few years. And 5 or 6,000 people in the grandstands that are set for 100,000 is not a good look. 15,000 packing into a little bitty track in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, looks like a happening and has a much bigger feel. So I'm not saying it needs to stay in Bowman Gray, but it had its shot in Daytona, and there's a reason that they moved it in the first place. So we'll see how all of that pays out. Alexis, does this whet the appetite for the NASCAR fan even more now that they've had to wait 3 more days to get their racing fix to start this season?
I think so, certainly. Yeah. I mean, when you think about the fact that we've gone months, without seeing cars on track and everybody was waiting, this is the unofficial start, if you will, to the season, even though it's not a points race. And we had so many things happen in the off season that were off track things. We had tons of off track headlines. And it's time, I think, fans want to get back to what's happening on the track. And that's what was supposed to happen this weekend in Bowman Gray. And obviously, postpone just a few more days. But I really think that even though we have to wait those few more days to see what's going to happen, I think it's going to be a show that will entertain fans and get them really excited about the start of the 2026 season.
All right, it's my last time to plead with the powers that be at NASCAR. This is Bowman Gray. It is a racetrack, the madhouse. It is also a football stadium. Please, just I'm asking for just one thing. Give us a 50-yard line painted in the infield. Is Alexis, is that just too much to ask? Let us know that there is a football field in that infield. Just one little thing.
I think that could be cool, certainly. Yes, because you want the flavor of what's happening there to represent what that facility is. And yes, we are racing in a football stadium, and it's not a one-to-one comparison, certainly. Even though both, in my opinion, are contact sports, I think that anything you can do to kind of throw to the fact that you're racing in a football stadium is, something that fans would enjoy and get a kick out of it. I certainly would too.
Brad, it's been long rumored, and there were even some people that put out like false fake news that Bristol Motor Speedway was going to host an NHL game this year. That's not true. That's not saying that will never happen. The beauty of if you had done that now, you wouldn't have to bring even fake ice.
Look,
You could just throw the teams out there and let's go.
I to your football stadium reference or hockey reference, why not do both at the same time? Why not have a football game while cars are racing around the track? You might have to build up some extra walls in the infield, but hey, look, we are how we can, and we've shown we can do some pretty cool things.
The
But
thing
we have.
the thing I thought was cool though about that, quote unquote fake news is that, people were scrambling to kind of check resources because it sounded legit. I mean, when you think about the things that Bristol Motor Speedway has done, I mean, they've had a college football game there, they've had a Major League Baseball game there. So when I saw it before I realized it wasn't legit, I thought, oh, wow, that's super cool. And I thought, for sure it's happening because, of course, that's something that Bristol Motor Speedway would do. And you know what? I actually hope that it maybe put a bug in their ear and they started asking questions about how they could get it done, because that would be super awesome.
I think it would be very plausible for an NHL hockey game to be played at Bristol Motor Speedway. I mean, Brad, we had an ice rink outside of Charlotte Motor Speedway for Christmas and lights for years.
Yeah, why not? I agree with Alexis, exactly what she said. Look, if this wasn't a real idea at the time, let's make it a real idea. Come on. That would be a pretty cool thing to see hockey inside of Bristol Motor Speedway.
Yeah, for the last week or so here in North Carolina, you would not have had to install an ice rink. You could have just rolled into any parking lot, USA, and have put on a match. But eventually we will thaw out and it will be summertime and we'll all be complaining that it's 108 degrees in the shade. Coming up, who really needs a strong 2026? We'll chat about that next here on Fast Talk, brought to you by Toyota.
This is a consumer warning for men in our audience looking to buy generic versions of the blue or yellow pills online. Be very careful. Many of these products may be completely ineffective. Our research team has found versions of these blue and yellow pills for the remarkable price of about a dollar a pill. They have a success rate as high as 87% to help men with erection issues. And remember, with a price as low as a dollar, you'll get more bang for your buck. Call now and we can confidentially ship your order with no questions asked. Call now to learn how to get our versions of the blue or yellow pills for about a dollar a pill. Call now and ask for express shipping to get your package in days. 800-245-4816. 800-245-4816. 800-245-4816. That's 800-245-4816. Call Pharmacy Shop now.
This is Josh Berry, and you're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
My fiancé is a veteran.
I did tours in Korea, Germany, and Bosnia before I got injured.
When Yusuf got out of the military, he needed help getting his disability benefits.
Luckily, DAV came to the rescue. They fought for me the same way that I fought for my country.
Every year, DAV provides life-changing support to more than a million veterans.
My victory is never giving up and finding more ways to serve.
He's pretty amazing.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
When NASCAR hits Dover Motor Speedway, get ready for all-star intensity at the Monster Mile, May 15th through 17th. See the sport's biggest names battle it out. It's more than a race, concerts, autograph sessions, tailgates, and nonstop action all weekend long. Experience NASCAR the way it's meant to be, live and in person at Dover. Get your tickets now at DoverMotorSpeedway.com. That's DoverMotorSpeedway.com.
Welcome back to Fast Talk. It's Doug Rice with Alexis Erickson and Brad Gilley. And, of course, it's a brand new season kicking off in Daytona very shortly. And with that comes the promise of success for some teams. And, Alexis, I'll start with you. Is there a team or a particular driver that really needs to have a successful 2026 campaign, maybe to keep their job?
Well, when you talk about to keep their job, I think there's tiers to this question, right? So I think that there's drivers who need to have a really successful...
Oh, I think there will be tiers, yes.
not those kind of tiers.
Okay.
Maybe, perhaps, who knows? We'll see. Only time will tell. But there are drivers who I believe are going to need to have spectacular seasons or at least to right the wrongs of 2025 to keep their job. And then there are drivers that I think just need to have better seasons in order to build their confidence because their job is not in jeopardy. But I'll start with someone who I think, and I'm sure it is probably the first person that you guys thought of too when you thought about this question, needs to show up, and that's Riley Herbst. Andrew Curlin and I did production days, and in preparation for production days, I went and did everybody's stats from 2025. I did their wins, their top five, their top tens, and their rank. And no one was as bad as Riley. Zero wins, zero top fives, zero top tens, ranked 35th. So when you think about a driver who needs to step it up in a big way, I think he is the first person that comes to mind for me.
Wow. You know, that reminds me of that scene in Titanic where Rose is floating on the door. And I always thought there was room enough for Jack to get on the door with her and save his life. I don't know that there's room for Riley Herbst.
Not if he has a 2026 like he had a 2025. No. That is for sure. I mean, obviously he has backing from major partners, but how long when you have stats like that, is that relationship going to keep you afloat? I'm not sure.
All right, Brad Gilley, we've got a Riley Herbst that needs a successful or better 2026. You got a name to add to that?
Well, I think the domino that people are waiting to see whether it stands or falls is the 48 and Alex Bowman. This is a contract year. Now, what Alex Bowman has going for him is he is an 8-time winner in the NASCAR Cup Series, and he has proven that he is playoffs capable, or now Chase capable, we should say. But the fact of the matter is that he is in a contract year, and he has teammates who have won over 30 races and championships that he's racing with, and have made multiple championship four appearances, and his teammate of William Byron being one of those, even though he's not a champion yet. Alex does have the fact that Ally, the sponsor of that car, does love him, but there's a lot of talent out there. And this is a year that he's going to have to step up and prove just how talented he is.
I agree with that.
Love means never having to say you're sorry, or we will continue to sponsor you despite your bleak numbers. So we'll see if that holds true or not. That's one I think that's on the top of everybody's list.
This next one,
and this person obviously needs a better 2026, entering his fourth year in Cup competition. Guys, tell me if Ty Gibbs is legit. Yeah, I know he's Joe Gibbs' grandson, and that's kept him employed up to so far, but is he legit? Does he have to have a better 2026 to keep his ride? Brad, I'll start with you.
I don't think he has to have one to keep his ride. I mean, look, they made internal changes at Joe Gibbs Racing because of Ty Gibbs, but that only takes you so far. And I look at something like that and say, how are you going to be beaten? It's by beating yourself from within. So you have to take a Ty Gibbs and realize the talent that he's up against within that building. And that's Denny Hamlin, that's Christopher Bell, and that's Chase Briscoe. And that's pretty strong. I think Ty has shown us his talent in a race car, in a cup car as well. He has gone out there, led laps, had top five finishes, but he has to break the seal on victory lane. He just has to break the seal on victory lane. I feel like when he does, that's going to be the boost that he needs. Look at what happened when Chase Briscoe was able to do it last year at Pocono, and how the second half of his season at JGR went compared to his first. If that can happen with Ty Gibbs, I think he could be a real threat. Not necessarily to win the championship yet, but to be a contender for wins week in and week out, not just laps led.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. I mean, I don't think he's going to be in, you know, jeopardy of losing his job because, I mean, you know, he's the coach's grandson. But when you think about, you know, his confidence in building that and being able to have longevity in this sport, he does, as Brad said, have to break the seal on winning. And I think it really has to come this season because you can look at all the stats and all the, you know, 100 race marks is usually when a rookie, you know, or a newer cup competitor is able to get into victory lane. And he's past that. So we need to get a victory on the books for him in order to build that confidence for sure.
I just look at it this way. He's ran the 100 races, which is the benchmark, and no wins. He's come close a couple of times. How long do you let this play before it's hard to look at? How long do you let this experiment go before you go, wow, this is a lot of money. This is a lot of investment in something that's not going to pay a dividend. Now, He may break out this year. He may go win the Daytona 500. Don't know. He won't, but he could, you know.
Let me ask you this. Your grandpa, if your grandson wanted to continue to do this over and over again, and you had the money to support it and the means to support it, how long would you support it for?
I don't know how many bikes I'm letting my grandson wreck before I say, you know what? Maybe you should try video games. I just don't know. I mean, I get it. I get it. Family's tight. But at some point in time, he won't ever lose his gig. This is as close to royal family privilege as you get. God bless Coach Gibbs. And, you know, good on Ty. He's out there doing what he can do. But I just wonder, does this ever get to a situation where the people in the shop go, okay, when does it get better? And maybe it gets better this year.
Yeah, I think we're there to a certain extent for sure. Because look, he's already on his second crew chief, had sort of a de facto third for part of last season with Chris Gabehart trying to help out that team. Chris Gabehart, who now is no longer at Joe Gibbs Racing as well, in spite of being a competition director that put two drivers in the championship round. And I think you have to look at that. I do feel like Ty Gibbs has the talent. He's 23 years old. I think there's some maturing that needs to happen both inside and outside of the race car. But all of us would not have thought 3 years ago that we would be talking about Ty Gibbs at around 120 races without a win.
I honestly think he regressed after his rookie season. I felt like that was his best year. And Brad, let me ask you about one more, and then we'll move on. We have Brandon Hutchison from Echo Park Speedway coming up with us. Hey, how's that? I did all right. Got the name right. Wow, that's a low bar for me, getting the name of the Speedway right for our next guest. What about Austin Cindric? Is he in a similar spot? Not as dire, more dire. Where is he?
Well, you know what? A trip to Victory Lane last year really helped him be in that car this year as well. Yep. The fact that he made the playoffs. And I feel like Austin moved up, but is he plateaued right now? And I think he's got to start climbing again if he wants to stay there. And we're talking about the three big teams with Chevy, Ford, and Toyota. Ford being with Austin Cindric, Toyota with Ty Gibbs, and Alex Bowman with Chevrolet. Each one of those teams has that driver this year that everyone looks at and says they have to make something happen.
All right. We didn't even talk about Tyler Reddick. We'll save him for another day. All right. Coming up, Brandon Hutchison from Echo Park Speedway talks about their race that's coming up shortly.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and X. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
In addition to traditional summer camp, Victory Junction also hosts family weekends, partner programs, and day camps. And the Victory Junction Outreach Program takes camp fun beyond our gates to children at hospitals and partner sites throughout North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. Victory Junction makes the impossible accessible.
This is a place that needs to be here 50 years from now, 100 years from now. We are never going to run out of kids that can benefit from Victory Junction.
Discover how you can get involved at victoryjunction.org.
This is Brad Keselowski, and you're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple.
Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
I'm PRN's Doug Turnbull, co-host of the 5 to Go podcast, a weekly deep dive into five motorsports issues. Devin Kupka gives the Gen Z view.
One thing that I've never seen before, when the cars got four wide, everybody stood up cheering.
And championship-winning mechanic Dan Elliott leans on his decades in the garage and promoting.
Unless everybody is aware of the rules, then no, it's not fair for everyone.
Listen to the 5 to Go podcast on GoPRN.com and subscribe on Apple and Spotify.
It's Fast Talk here on PRN, the Performance Racing Network, and it's always a treat when we get to talk with our next guest. He is the Executive Vice President of Echo Park Speedway, located in lovely Hampton, Georgia. We're talking about Brandon Hutchison. Brandon, thanks a lot for coming on, not that far in advance of your first race of 2026. We appreciate your time.
Doug, thank you so much, Brad, Alexis. I appreciate y'all giving me some time. The Auto Trader 400 weekend will be here before we know it. I tell you, it always feels like we got a little bit of time coming out of the holidays, but that's never the case. So we're excited about getting started.
Yeah, I want to let people know, Brandon, who have not been to Echo Park Speedway in a long time, and Doug will back me up on this. I have always felt that your racetrack has been one of the most beautiful facilities from a landscaping standpoint, from when you drive up, you know, it just looks amazing. And that was up until last summer when we came back and it was painted with the Echo Park colors. And then it even extended and exceeded that. It literally was like we were coming to a brand new facility. It's amazing everything that you guys have done there. And man, what a red carpet you roll out to the race fans.
Well, Brad, thank you for saying that. You know, it's hard not to notice, but we're certainly glad that you did. Echo Park Automotive Came on board last June, June 3rd. So Echo Park Speedway got a facelift. We got a lot of new paint. We got a lot of new signage. So it's been cool for us to see the change, and we're looking forward to the next several years.
You know, there's a saying in NASCAR, at least internally, that if the drivers don't like it, then usually the fans do. However, I think Echo Park Speedway is a bit of an anomaly because Brad and Andrew and myself just sat down with all of the drivers at production days and asked them about all of the facilities. And they could not have been more effusive about the praise for Echo Park Speedway. Now, I know the drivers love it. We know the fans love it. You know, that's something you don't usually see a lot, I think, within in the NASCAR world, because, you know, if the drivers don't like it, then the fans do. But in this case, I think everybody loves it.
Yeah, I tell you, we've been so blessed since 2022 when we increased the banking from 24 to 28 degrees. It changed something here. And we saw the first time the cars took the track that we were going to have something exciting. And you know, when that happens, you really just never know how long that's going to last. And here we sit in 2026, about to embark on the Auto Trader 400 race weekend, and it hadn't changed a bit. You know, every one of our races last spring was decided on the last lap. We've had the closest three-wide finish in NASCAR history, and the hits just keep coming. It's fun to watch, and you're right. It's rare that we hear something that the fans and the drivers both like. So to know that they both do, we just hope it continues, and we're excited about it.
Brandon, your Auto Trader 400 weekend comes right literally on the heels of the Daytona 500. When you're watching events unfold at Daytona, are you hoping they have the most scintillating race on the planet to kind of help you bump for the next week?
You've done this a long time, Doug. You know, that's exactly what we're hoping. We want Wednesday's Clash to be exciting. We want everything that goes on in Daytona to be as exciting as possible. We know there's not a time in our sport where more eyeballs are watching. And as exciting as it can get, we'll take it, because we know our racing is going to be exciting. We want those fans to want to come to Echo Park Speedway and be a part of what we've got going on here. We open the campgrounds Monday of race week, and we get going on Thursday, and we really don't stop until the Auto Trader 400. So the more excitement we can get in Daytona, the better.
You know, from one of the closest finishes in NASCAR history, in fact, the closest three-wide finish in NASCAR history, to most recently, George's favorite son and our own most popular driver, Chase Elliott, going into victory lane. The storylines, not just on the racetrack with the competition, but with the finishes, have just been astounding. What kind of feedback do you hear from race fans when they talk about, oh my gosh, I'm glad I was there to see that?
You know, Brad, we hear a lot of that. It has been so exciting. And even for myself, you know, getting to watch, and I know y'all probably feel the same way, getting to watch these races unfold is a level of excitement you just don't get every day. And I think NASCAR does a great job just about everywhere they go. But when you come to Echo Park Speedway, you just never know what you're going to get. And it's not like it's just the last 10 laps, the last 15 laps. It's 400 miles of exciting racing, and not just pack style racing, but having to figure out the handling on these cars has been fun to watch. And like I said, it's something that you never know how long it's going to last, but we keep getting it race after race after race. And hopefully the Auto Trader 400 will prove to be just the same.
I think it will. I think everybody knows the Auto Trader 400 is the marquee event for your spring dates at Echo Park Speedway. But Saturday, I think, is probably one of the best tickets around that you can get, because there's just so much packed into one day at Echo Park Speedway, with both the O'Reilly Auto Parts Series and the Craftsman Truck Series competing on the same day. And I saw a thing that said kids get in free. So just talk about what you guys are offering on Saturday, because I think that's a fantastic event day for fans.
Alexis, thank you so much for saying that. You know, it's the 12th year of the doubleheader. There's a few people do it now, but we were one of the first to do it, if not the first to do it. And we started really just because the fans wanted us to try it. And 12 years strong, the Freight Racing 208 and the Bennett Transportation and Logistics 250, 458 miles of racing. As you said, kids are absolutely free. We try to be as cheap or cheaper than a matinee movie. When we're done racing, we've got the party in the Peach Pit. So we've got two great races, as you said. And listen, both of those races were great last year, too, with Kyle Busch winning the Craftsman Truck Series race. And Austin Hill, I believe, winning his third or fourth race in a row. So we're going to race those two races. Then we're going to get partying in the Peach Pit. We've got fireworks. We've got mechanical bulls. We've got games and activities for the fans. We know that if you choose to come out on Saturday, you're going to get as much bang for your buck as you're going to get anywhere in NASCAR.
All right, Brandon, you've got a son that's a senior in college, and all college students plead poverty. But you can actually get a ticket to your cup race, the Auto Trader 400, for less than $30. I feel like that's a really good deal, especially for Major League Sports today.
Yeah, absolutely. And we want to make sure that if you want to come to a NASCAR race, you can come to Echo Park Speedway. It doesn't matter what your price point is. If you come on Saturday, like I said, kids are absolutely free. If you come on Sunday, kids are only 10 bucks. So you can go to echoparkspeedway.com, find a price point that works well for you and your family. We've got tickets for first responders. We've got ticket specials for college students. So again, we want to make sure that if you want to see a NASCAR race, you can certainly do it. And listen, we know the best way to take in a NASCAR race is to camp and take in everything that the week has to offer. So hopefully you'll camp with us. Hopefully you'll get to see every lap of racing as we go through the weekend.
Nice. I'm just looking forward to being there coming up here in a couple weeks, Brandon, not only for great NASCAR racing, but also scouting out where I want to be for the Georgia State Fair coming in late April and early May. You guys have a big season ahead of you.
Absolutely. We got the Georgia State Fair coming up. We've got Feld Entertainment Monster Jam coming up in April as well. We do all of the Henry County High School graduations. So the Auto Trader 400 race weekend is really just the tip of the iceberg. We're going to be going all summer. And then we come back for some night racing, the Quaker State 400 available at Walmart in July. So you're right, Brad. We've got things going on just about all year long.
All right. Call to action. How do fans get tickets if they're listening right now?
Absolutely. Again, they can go to echoparkspeedway.com. Take a look around, find a price point that works well for you and your family. If you'd rather talk to somebody live, you can call 770-946-4211. Talk to one of our ticket agents. They'll be glad to help you out as well.
I love the fact that Alexis dropped the classic speech ending call to action reference. Well done. Brandon, look forward to seeing you guys. It's not that far away for racing at Echo Park Speedway.
Listen up, fellow timeshare owners. If you're a timeshare owner and you want out at all costs, you're done, frustrated, tired of wasting money, you don't use the darn thing. Get out now. Hire the best bulldog timeshare cancellation team in the business. Their in-house legal team, headed by a timeshare cancellation lawyer, can help you fight the biggest and baddest companies out there that sell timeshare. At some point, you were using your timeshare, but now you're not, and you're tired of wasting money. Before you go to the poorhouse, call right now and learn how you can stop the maintenance fees and put more money back in your pocket. Their services cost you a lot less than you think, and you'll save a lot of money over time. Call the Timeshare Exit Hotline now. It's a free consultation.
800-890-5957. 800-890-5957. 800-890-5957. That's 800-890-5957.
This is Ryan Preece, and you're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Let's climb in the cockpit.
Drag him up.
Pull those belts tight one more time. Grab the wheel and hold on as we prepare to take the green flag on a new year in the NASCAR universe.
The next chapter of American stock car auto racing is being etched as we speak, with new twists and turns.
White flag in the air for Denny Hamlin as he tries to call his shot to the championship round.
With near misses and fender bending crashes.
Fire just seemed like it built way faster and yeah, I could hardly see.
All paired with the thrill of victory.
I never in a million years thought that I'd be getting my first Bristol win on a tire fiasco.
And the agony of defeat.
Yeah, obviously really wanted that one. You can only ask for shots.
We will be your daily dose of NASCAR's top stories.
And the latest from the garage.
Yeah, we want to win races and contend for championships.
And giving you our opinions and hot takes on the current state of the sport. Tune in weekdays for more of PRN's Garage Pass.
Really appreciate Brandon Hutchison of Echo Park Speedway for dropping by. The guy does a great job of running the show there in Hampton, Georgia. And if you get a chance, go check out the Auto Trader 400 race weekend coming up very shortly. Brad and Alexis, let's just have a little open discussion here. We're about to open the page on a brand new season. Alexis, are there one or two things that your eye is drawn towards as far as 2026 is concerned?
Yeah, there's a few things, Doug. You know, obviously with the new chase format, I'm interested to see, like, if we'll be able to tell how teams adjust, how they operate, how they do things going into this season, knowing that there's a new model for how our champion is going to be crowned. You know, certainly when we talked to a lot of these drivers a couple weeks ago, they talked about how, you know, it can either make things a little easier for them or it can make things a little bit more difficult for them. But no matter what, everybody is going to adjust to race the new format. And how will that affect everybody else? So I know that's extremely vague, but we don't really know how it's going to play out just yet. And I'm excited to see what that's going to mean. Also, there's a couple big names that I'm looking at seeing how they handle this season. Kyle Busch is one of them. You know, I thought about him as being somebody that I mentioned in the needs to step it up, needs to have a good year conversation we had earlier in the program. But we know that his ride is secure there for, you know, at least a little while beyond this season. So he's not necessarily racing for his ride. However, I think he is somebody that a lot of people are looking towards to say, okay, are we going to see him improve at all? Are we going to see the same Kyle Busch we saw last year, or are we going to get a different Kyle Busch this year? He has a lot of fans. He has a lot of support and a lot of people that really want to see him get to victory lane. And then there's Denny Hamlin. He had such a crazy roller coaster of an off season, or even ending to last season, you know, completely missing winning the championship at Phoenix, then all of the things that happened to him personally in the off season, how will that affect his 2026? Will he come back and race as strong as he did in 2025? Or, you know, will those things affect him in a deeper way? Those are things I'm kind of looking at.
For me, all of that for sure. I look forward to seeing how the chase shapes the season and what the path to the championship is. We know how you can win the championship, but how the chase has an impact on that. But I'm also looking forward to what direction the wind is blowing right now. And what I mean by that is I really feel like once we put the lawsuit behind us, that started blowing the winds in a direction of a lot more positivity and a lot of people getting behind each other within the sport. And we haven't really been there, and I think that's a good thing. But the winds continue to change direction as we now are not racing on a road course at Charlotte Motor Speedway. We're back on the oval. And now you look at our newest event of the year, which is Naval Base Coronado, which I think is just amazing that we're going to run a street race on a Navy base with everything that we're going to see in the backdrop and all of that. I think it's fantastic that the military and everyone was able to really make something like that happen. And it's going to be great for all involved. But what happens with our schedule announcement now? Is the wind blowing back in a direction where we're kind of getting a little more traditional with things that we're doing, like with the chase format, like going back to the oval at Charlotte? Is our next new track, because that's one of the things we found out in the lawsuit, that one of the TV deals promised a new event each year, is our next new track an oval track? And if so, what is it? What's going to surprise us this year? And those are the things I can't wait for.
It seems like the undeniable trend is what was old is now new again. We have a cup points paying race at North Wilkesboro Speedway, a place that we gave up for dead 10 years ago. And now it's going to be the fourth straight year that they have raced there. This time it really counts toward the championship. Chicagoland Speedway is back on the schedule. And that's another place that I thought was going to be a shopping mall.
Yeah.
Rockingham back with a cup and truck race. 2 years in a row. At this point in time, I feel like a cup race is probably a given there. And here again, they were taking grandstands out of the place, and you thought, okay, they'll build an amusement park on that site, but it's going to be racing again. So definitely NASCAR seems like they have said, you know what? The past was pretty doggone good back in the 90s when we were packing grandstands and had TV ratings that rivaled every other sport. Maybe we need to revisit that. And one other thing that I'm looking forward to, because I've heard a lot of pundits talk about this, and I'm going to go out on the proverbial limb here. I think Shane Van Gisbergen's going to not only get into the chase, be a top 16 driver, I think he may finish the season in the top 10. If everybody was saying, look at him, he's running better on the ovals, and he was. He improved his positions almost 6 points a race from the first 10 races to the last part of the season. He actually got it. The only bad thing for him now, there's only four road course races. He needs to win probably three of those four, knock out some top 10 somewhere else, and I think we will be talking about Shane Van Gisbergen outside of the one-trick pony world where it's just winning on road courses. And I think the guy's going to make some legit noise, which is even more difficult, the fact that he's not racing for one of the big three. Alexis, does SVG make the leap to light speed?
Yeah, you know, I think he can, certainly. The potential is there. But I think also, interestingly enough, this season, he's going to have a teammate that in Connor Zilich that I think is going to maybe give him a run for his money on some of those road courses. I think, you know, the learning curve for Zilich being a rookie, we all know how the learning curve can be for a rookie. But I think he may be one of the drivers that can show up and show out on these road courses along with Van Gisbergen. And so we'll see. It'll be interesting to see how him and his teammate race each other on the road courses and if that even makes a difference in what Shane can do.
Yeah. Brad, is his teammate going to keep him out of the chase?
No, I don't think so. Look, Connor Zilich is great on road courses, and he's also good everywhere. That's the double threat of Connor Zilich, which is just an awesome thing. But he is a rookie. He is also Rookie of the Year, by the way, because there are no other contenders. But still, he is a rookie. He has a lot to learn. But think about this. We don't have a single road race now in the entire second half of the season. Watkins Glen is in the spring, along with Circuit of the Americas. San Diego at Naval Base Coronado and Sonoma Raceway are race 17 and 18, respectively, on the schedule. So if Shane Van Gisbergen is going to be good in the second half of the season on the ovals, he needs to, because that's all he has.
Yeah, he better be really good on the road courses this year. Hey, it's the return of Green Flag, Black Flag. That's coming up next.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal and is so easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and X to find out more about our full line of products. Remember the name Z-Max for your car, big rig, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
This is the kind of racing you can feel in your chest. Door to door, inches apart, every lap all on the line. This is Echo Park Speedway, the hottest track in NASCAR. 3 days of tailgates, camping, and full throttle fun. But Sunday is chaos, speed, and glory. This February 22nd, the Auto Trader 400 takes over Atlanta. Get tickets at echoparkspeedway.com.
This is Daniel Suarez, and you're listening to the PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
This is PRN's Alexis Erickson, and if your life looks anything like mine, you are always on the go. So take advantage of the PRN mobile app. By downloading the mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcast while you're on the go, making sure you don't miss a second of the action from the track. You also get station listings and on-demand access to your favorite PRN shows like Garage Pass, PRN's At the Track, and Fast Talk with Doug Rice, Brad Gilley, and myself. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips by downloading the PRN mobile app today. Available in the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
in Iraq. Our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And I was about to lose homeowners insurance as well. I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us. Operation Homefront, they've really been a blessing.
Talk here on the Performance Racing Network. Doug Rice along with Alexis Erickson and Brad Gilley. And it's time now for this award-winning segment.
It's time now for Green Flag, Black Flag.
It's back, and glad to be back with this too. I've got statements here about the season coming up. Going to read those for Alexis Erickson, Doug Rice, and Brad Gilley. If they like that and agree with it, they'll give it a green flag. And if they disagree, segment number one, we'll start with Mr. Rice this time around. If Goodyear could develop a snow tire, we would never have to have an off season.
If Goodyear could develop a snow tire, I would like to see some tire company develop a really effective snow tire to begin with. I've never been impressed with them, but sure, let's go with that. Yes, I will give a green flag to that.
All right, how about Alexis Erickson?
Well, I'm going to go with Brad saying carnage, chaos, and violence. So, yeah, absolutely. Let's put him out on the snow. Why not?
Brad Gilley, what do you think?
Hey, we have a consensus here. Hey, let's do it 52 weeks a year, all the crashing and passing and all the other good things that we get to see in NASCAR racing.
Number two, start off with Alexis Erickson on this one. 2026 headlines will be dominated by the action on the track, not off it.
Yes, green flag, 1,000%. I think last year the industry as a whole struggled with some of the off-track headlines dominating the sport and what was happening on track. And I think we're going to get away from that this year. As Brad said earlier in the show, we're going to move more towards positivity. And 2026 is going to be a good season for journalists because they're going to get to report on what happens on the track, not off of it.
All right, Brad Gilley.
Green flag. But with a caveat, yes, we're going to be talking about awesome racing. We're going to be talking about the racing up front, not who's going to get kicked out of the postseason contention all season long. But we're also going to be talking about off track because the silly season this year with the amount of seats that are open and drivers in a contract year who could also go somewhere else is going to be one of our major off track stories.
I really want to go with, yes, we're going to be talking about on track, but the nature of the world just doesn't allow that to be 100%. I'm going to give percentages. I think 70-30, 70% we're on track, 30% is going to be what Brad alluded to and whatever other kind of gossipy National Inquiry type things we can come up with.
We'll start with Brad Gilley on this one. There will be no first-time winners in Cup this year. No first-time winners, Brad.
Black flag. I think Connor Zilich gets it done and not necessarily on a road course.
Alexis.
Yes, I'm going to say black flag as well. I think, you know, certainly Connor is one that sticks out, but, you know, maybe Ty Gibbs will finally find victory lane this year. We'll see.
Okay, Doug Rice.
I'm going to be the contrarian here. Black flag, there will be no first-time winners this year. You guys go over and sit on the rookie bench. Your time will come, but your time is not 2026. No new winners this year.
Doug Rice, going to go back to you on this one here. The rescheduling of the clash at Bowman Gray is pretty much all the evidence you need to believe it's still a little early to go racing.
Black flag. I'm gonna live in the world of Brad Gilley. We should be racing 52 weeks a year. Actually, I don't believe that, but no. I mean, this is a fluke deal. We ran last year. It was a little chilly. It was no problem. I think a once-in-a-lifetime snowstorm isn't proof of anything except that once in a lifetime, you get all kinds of weather.
Alexis?
Yeah, exactly. I concur with Doug Rice. I think that you cannot, first of all, we have learned in this industry over, you know, the decades that we've run in it that you can't contend with Mother Nature. So don't even think that you can. But if we put it on the schedule, we'll find a way to race it.
Brad, is it still too early to go racing?
I'll say green flag because It's not early enough. I don't think it was snowing the second week of January, right?
Last week there was an ice storm, so you know there. Yeah.
Last week wasn't the second week of January.
Right, right.
On Christmas Day in North Carolina, in Winston-Salem, it was 73 degrees.
Thank you.
Just so
you never know around here is what you're saying. That's right. All right, let's go one more here. Snow angels are better than snowmen. This was contributed. How about it, Alexis Erickson?
Yeah, I'm going to go black flag on that because I, you know, snow angel means you could get it all in your clothes. And you, yeah, it's too cold to be doing a snow angel. At least with a snowman, you're just using your hands. So for me, that wants to be warm, no.
Okay, Brad, what do you think?
I will say black flag. Snow angels are the ChatGPT of snow art. You got to put some effort into making a snowman.
Doug Rice.
I agree with Brad and Alexis here. Poo-poo snow angels. Snowman takes effort. It's a group. It's a lot of kids in the community or a family getting out there and putting that doggone thing together and then going inside and drinking hot chocolate. So snowman all day long.
There you go. That's green flag, black flag, Mr. Rice.
All right, coming up, thanks a bunch there, Kent Bernhardt. Coming up, we will get back to one last thing.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-277-1650. 800-277-1650. 800-277-1650. That's 800-277-1650.
This is Chase Briscoe, and you're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
This is the kind of racing you can feel in your chest. Door to door, inches apart, every lap all on the line. This is Echo Park Speedway, the hottest track in NASCAR. 3 days of tailgates, camping, and full throttle fun. But Sunday is chaos, speed, and glory. This February 22nd, the Auto Trader 400 takes over Atlanta. Get tickets at echoparkspeedway.com.
In addition to traditional summer camp, Victory Junction also hosts family weekends, partner programs, and day camps. And the Victory Junction Outreach Program takes camp fun beyond our gates to children at hospitals and partner sites throughout North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. Victory Junction makes the impossible accessible.
This is a place that needs to be here 50 years from now, 100 years from now. We are never going to run out of kids that can benefit from Victory Junction.
Discover how you can get involved at victoryjunction.org.
Welcome back to Fast Talk. Thrilled that you decided to listen in today. I'm Doug Rice with Alexis Erickson, Brad Gilley, and we are pleased to be here. Daytona is less than 2 weeks away as you're listening to this show. Brad, let's start with you. Give me the surprise, I'm shocked winner of the Daytona 500 this year.
Oh, man. The surprised, I'm shocked winner. Shane Van Gisbergen.
Ooh, that's a biggie.
Mm-hmm. Shane Van Gisbergen.
SVG wins at Daytona.
Let's just, with the first race of the year, get rid of the, well, he can't win on an oval.
That would do it.
That would shut up the haters, huh?
Yeah. So, Alexis, what about you? Give me your shocked, I'm surprised winner of the Daytona 500.
Well, I'll tell you, when you posed that question to Brad, one name popped in my head, and I'm surprised Brad didn't say it. I'm going Justin Allgaier. Yeah. Whoa. He's got to make the race first, but I think he will. And I think if he does, hey, you know, He's a pretty good super speedway racer.
As if Dale Jr. and Kelly couldn't make more money off the diecast.
Hey, man.
Can you imagine what a Daytona 500 winning Justin Allgaier, what is it, Traveler Whiskey diecast would be? How many of those they would sell?
Well, they've already sold a ton, I think, yeah. from last yeah. year. So, yeah, why not?
Yeah, wow, I would hope if you're a driver who is having a diecast produced and doesn't have it out already, you better hope they don't win, because yours just got pushed over to the side, because every diecast made will be that one for quite some time.
Every other diecast just immediately went to the discount bin.
Exactly.
Two for $5. I want the Justin Allgaier one.
They'll be selling the Traveler Whiskey diecast in like someone else's souvenir trailer, just so they could manage the line.
I think my surprise winner, only because he only won one race last year, and I would like to see him take a Florida watermelon and smash it at Daytona, is Ross Chastain.
So be amazing.
That would be a coup de grace for Mr. Chastain. We'll see if that happens. All right, it's time now for one last thing. Brad Gilley, from his remote Texas location, what's your one last thing for the day?
My one last thing, as much as I thought about what can we talk about that's just not NASCAR related, we are in too much of an awesome time of our season to not talk about what is NASCAR related. And that is the fact that cars are back on the track. Next week, we kick off the NASCAR portion of Speed Weeks in Daytona with a lot of exciting things, from pole qualifying on Wednesday to the duels on Thursday to trucks on Friday, or the O'Reilly Auto Parts Series Saturday, and then the Daytona 500 on Sunday. There's even an ARCA race in there. A lot of cool things are happening right now. And spring, for me, always feels like the first day of school, even though it's in a different season than what the first day of school is. But that's because we get to see everything new, all the new uniforms, all the new paint schemes, all the people, all the fun things. This is literally where the fun begins, and we are now opening the first chapter in what is the 2026 NASCAR season. Truthfully, I could not be more excited about it. I love this sport, and I cannot wait to see how this story is told.
All righty. Good job there from Brad Gilley. Alexis Erickson.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with everything that Brad just said. But I want to talk about something that is not necessarily on track related, but something that was also postponed due to weather. This coming weekend, Doug Rice is going to be enshrined in the National Motorsports Press Association Hall of Fame. And I just want to say I'm so excited to be able to attend that, to support you, Doug, to celebrate you and all your achievements. I'm sorry we had to wait a couple more weeks for it to happen, because Mother Nature just didn't want, to cooperate with us on that or a lot of things this January. But I'm very excited to be with you and Penny this Saturday, and to see you inducted into the NMPA Hall of Fame. It's going to be very cool.
Well, thank you, Alexis. That's very kind of you to say that. In a weird way, it actually worked out great. One of my best friends and his wife are now going to be able to attend. They were vacationing in Costa Rica when it was originally scheduled. So in some weird way, it's going to work out okay. That was very kind of you to say that. My one last thing is, and it's a little bit, I'm excited about the year. Everybody says that. I'm really looking forward to it, but it's a cautionary tale. I loved what NASCAR decided to do by bringing back the chase. But for everyone that dumped on the old format, careful what you wish for. In this format, we could easily have a champion decided with two or three races to go. You are not allowed to get on your device and say, "This is awful. Why are we not crowning the champion at the end of the year?" Because it was changed. It was changed because of overwhelming sentiment wanting a new system. So I'm all in favor of the new system. I am great. But your license to complain, if it gets decided early, is null and void. Truly appreciate the efforts of everyone to make this show possible. Brad Gilley from his Texas location, Alexis Erickson and myself here in North Carolina, and of course, Kent Bernhardt, our producer extraordinaire. By the way, we talked about it on the last show. There's a new version of Garage Pass that you can hear weekly on PRN, 5 days a week. Give that a shot. Andrew Curlin, David Stiles doing a great job. And the return of Racers Odds. If you're a person that likes to maybe put down a wager on a race or two. Those same two folks are going to be guiding you. Saw the pilot episode and are doing a really good job. And we'll be back next week with a whole bunch more Fast Talk.
Fast Talk was presented by Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com. And by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.